From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A sheriff's deputy shot and killed while trying to evict a man from a home was remembered today as brave, compassionate, and dedicated to his hometown. About 4,000 people gathered at a memorial service in suburban Denver for Park County Sheriff's Corporal Nate Kerrigan, who was killed last month. Two other deputies were wounded in the incident near the town of Bailey. The man accused of the incident also died. A recent study suggests droughts in the Southwest could last longer and have more severe impacts in the future. The National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, performed the study, which compared observational data to existing climate models. Andreas Prine is a scientist at NCAR and the lead author of the study.
To see this drying in the Southwest from both sources gives us a large confidence in that this is really happening and this can get more severe over time.
Based on the findings, Prine also says Colorado specifically could face difficulties with water management in the future. And the El Paso County Department of Public Health has chosen former Pueblo City County Health Department Director Dr. Christine Nevin Woods as its new medical director. Nevin Woods served as the public health director in Pueblo for more than 20 years before retiring in January last year. Nevin Woods replaces Dr. Bill Lutzen, who left in November. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.